time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service with support from the European Union and World Bank.
Welcome to the Tax and You radio show. The Tax and You radio show is coming to you on your favorite radio station, courtesy of the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. I'm your host, UK Oga. The Tax and You radio show is aimed at educating you, the citizen, on your fiscal responsibilities as a taxpayer. Basically, this show brings tax matters as close as possible to the people. Don't go away, because today's conversation promises to be exciting and raise a vibrant sector of our financial and fiscal lives. We'll be right back.
This is our Cross River State, a beautiful land, oh. But this is our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That one day our hands, yo. That one day your hands, yeah. Brother, it is, sister, it is. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Better road, save the hospital, plus drinking water. Security, prosperity, plus electricity. Better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we no relax. Make we pay our tax, make we take cross river.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Aga. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Tax and You radio show. As I said to you in our opening, today's conversation is on a really exciting topic, and it is taxation of gaming industry, the operator's obligations. Taxation of gaming industry, the operator's obligations. You might be thinking, what exactly connects gaming with taxation? A lot of us play games. A lot of us involve ourselves in betting and other such issues. How does it impact the government? How does it concern taxation? How does it concern you and I? Our guests this morning are the Deputy Director, Head Pools and Betting Unit, Cross River Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Peter Ekpa. Good morning, Mr. Peter Ekpa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
And we have the Principal Statistician, the Head Statistics and Research Unit, Cross River Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Oyoita Ekpeyong Ekpo. Good morning, Mr. Oyoita.
Good morning, UK, and good morning, listeners.
All right, let's get to it. Quite exciting and, interesting topic. The gaming industry and taxation. Now, let's talk about what exactly is this taxation of the gaming industry about. Can you talk to us about how there's that confluence between gaming, something that we just do for fun and maybe get money from it, and taxation? I'll begin with you, Mr. Peter Ekpa.
Thank you very much, UK. To cut to the chase, you know, taxes are basically about people paying their obligations to the state. And those obligations center around the revenues that they make. So as a business person, as an adult, as a citizen of any nation, it is statutory that you should pay your taxes from the revenues and the incomes that you generate as a person. So even if you're generating those income passively or actively, it's only pertinent that you should remit your taxes from these incomes that you make to the state.
But why is there a particular interest in the gaming industry? Why is there, for instance, your office is in charge of, you know, this. Why is there, why does there have to be an office carved out for gaming particularly?
Now, very interesting question. If you look at the landscape, the landscape generally, you would see that a lot of people have begun to participate in the gaming sector. A few years ago, you would find few people going to the pools, betting shops with newspapers and clips and pieces of papers to book, you know, make bookings and then make place bets and wait for some time and then they'll either win or lose, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. But today, it's not that way anymore.
Mm.
It's now electronic. Beyond being electronic, it's now on the internet, meaning that you could actually stay here and bet on as many games as possible. And it has cut across all the spectra of the economy, both male, female, young, and old. I can tell you categorically that the capitalization of the gaming industry in Nigeria today is huge, and it's a major economy and a major economic driver, both for the country and for the state. And so it's only pertinent that we should tap, the state should tap into the revenues that the operators are making and generating from this sector.
Okay. Mr. Oyota, what Mr. Peter Ekpa says, is that true? Do the numbers support what his, you know, his assertion?
Definitely. The gaming sector is fast increasing. And then we cannot underestimate the revenue that comes from there. So I agree completely with what Mr. Peter has said. It is the place of the state to tap into the vast opportunities in the gaming sector that is very dynamic. So I agree completely with what he said.
Okay, because one would be quick to look at it and say, it's not just games. Don't you have more important things like oil and gas and other such industries and sectors that are looked at as the mega one? This is just something that you can neglect and swat with the back of one's hand. So you're saying to us today, Mr. Ipa, that it's not as meager as one might want to dismiss some such things as, or trivial.
It will surprise you to note that annually, you're looking at an industry that generates hundreds of billions of naira.
Hundreds of what now?
Billions
hmm.
of naira. Not just in Nigeria as a country. Globally, it is taking center stage. The economy around gaming is humongous and really, really huge. Practical instance, for those people who watch sports, if you look at the cable networks, Super Sports, etc.,
mm-hmm.
when they're doing the games for now, majority of the people who advertise on these platforms are the gaming operators. What gives them the backing to carry on such adverts and publicity? It is the revenues that they generate. That is what gives them the financial strength and muscle to support that kind of publicity, that level of publicity and participation. So yes, it is a money spinner, both for nations that understand it and for operators who participate actively.
Okay. Can I go further to ask who the players are? Who are the players in this industry? Who are the players in the industry?
Okay. There are, if I may, there are many aspects to the game. First of all, you have proprietors. An example of a proprietor would be your Bet Niger,
okay,
your Bet King, your Sporty Bet.
Mm.
You know, the list is endless.
It goes on and on.
Exactly. Now, these proprietors have agents who are their face in any environment, any economic environment where they find themselves. Now, these people who represent them are called super agents. These super agents actually are the ones who engage the agents that own the shops that you see, that people go around to place their bets. And it's a vast industry. It will shock you to know that in Calabar alone, for a company like Bet Niger, for instance, they have as many as 450 agents, if not more, operating in the city of Calabar alone.
Not Cross River, Calabar.
Just Calabar, and that's just an example, Bet Niger. So do the multiplier when you're talking about a Bet King, when you're talking about Sporty Bet, when you're talking about, you know, what I mean. Mm. So, I mean, it's huge.
Okay, and it will have a lot of players in the industry.
Oh.
Now, if looking at the space now, would one say maybe the space is already saturated, or is there still, you know, room for this gaming industry that is now being regulated even by the tax man? Is there still space in the sector for other players to to play in, so to speak, or is it a saturated space?
It is a very fertile ground, and I can tell you that it is not saturated. Why? In the next couple of months, trust me, you will see another new player.
Mm.
And what that means is that there's still space and there's room for more. Again, internet inclusion is still on the increase. Not everybody has access to the internet. There are a lot of people who are interested in betting, who are interested in this sort of thing, but do not have access. So as access increases to, you know, accessibility to information, accessibility to connection and connectivity, more people get interested and get involved. It even makes it, now, better or worse, I'm not sure, depending on which side you're looking at it.
Fiscally is what we're going to be focused on.
You can actually sit down in your bedroom, you know, and do whatever you want to do on your phone. So it's that easy. They have made it that comfortable and easy for you.
Because we're talking about, today's conversation is from the angle of, you know, tax and taxation and revenue for government and how it impacts public service and public good. Before we move on to, you know, the obligations of operators in this industry, there's the issue of when companies are set up, they have a mandate to register and give returns to the taxman. All true. Companies have to do this.
That is true.
Or at the federal or state level. So why is a regulation for gaming special? Why isn't it just the regular, normal, or you file your returns, you pay your taxes as at when due, and all of that? Why does it have to be a special consideration for the gaming industry?
Well, if you look, taxation is a very broad subject and a touchy one at that. Also very slippery. The different sectors of the economy, for instance, agriculture, oil and gas, you know, construction, they all have different modus operandi. Now, the way that these industries operate now decides on how the tax regime also operates. So for the gaming industry, because it is peculiar, and it has its own modes of operation, you now have to design regulations and laws that are tailored to suit the kind of operations that happen in this industry. That's why we have statutes that are made to respond to the mode of operation of the gaming industry. Would you like to speak to that, Mr. Oyo?
Yes. Well, looking at it, just like you said earlier, the gaming sector, it's quite dynamic and it's evolving. So it has left the era where you had to go looking for where to place stakes in case of pools and things like that, to the era where you don't even have to interface with the physical outlets or shops anymore. So the fact that you can even stay at the comfort of your house and begin to participate or place your stakes in whatever game or virtual you want to play also demands that the tax authority will also have to, you know, come up with regulations that will be able to capture. And then as the gaming sector evolves, the regulations will also be evolving. So that's why it's quite requisite for us to have a special regulation for the sector.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ekpo. Now let's bring you home to Cross River and look at the gaming industry in Cross River State. Intending operators, people who are, thank you, Mr. Peter Ekpo, you've said that their space is not saturated, people can come in. What should intending operators do if they want to do business in the gaming sector in Cross River State?
Well, the law that guides the operation and participation in bets in Cross River State, 1983.
There is a law.
There is a law. And there is also a regulation that was bettered in 2020. That's Regulation 58, Pools and Betting Regulation. That's what regulates pools and betting in Cross River.
Okay.
Every intending participant in the sector must apply to the chairman of the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Okay.
Now, that application must request for what you intend to do in the sector. Those applications now eventually will be accompanied by fees. that you pay as registration fees. Now, upon applying, the service through the chairman reviews your application, reviews your intent, reviews your documentation. And upon finding your intent pure, clear, and positive, will give an approval and then issue you a license, again, for which you will have to pay for to participate in the sector. Mind you, the essence is not just to generate money. The essence is to be sure that we have you in our books and that we can follow up your activities and be sure that your activities are in line with the dictates of both state and national statutes.
In the best interest of the taxpayer, that's the ordinary citizens.
Very clear.
Because I heard you say clean, clear, and honest.
You do not. Now, for instance, let me give you in the betting parlance.
Okay.
There are stakes. There are different staking rates. So you cannot stake. You cannot provide a staking rate that is outside what is allowed by the law.
Mm.
So these stakes are. These signposts are put in place to ensure that when people win, the operators can pay.
Okay.
So you don't come and place a stake and you win and then the operator disappears because he cannot pay.
Mm.
You know. So it will, first of all, it will destroy the industry. Now people will lose their monies. And who do they cry to?
The government.
Exactly. So we must regulate the way they operate. We must regulate what they do. We must see what they are doing and be sure that it is compliant with the extant rules and regulations that guide their operations so that people do not lose their money and then there is confidence in the sector.
Okay. Mr. Peter Ipa, you've talked about what they should do. Now, this day, the operators we're talking about, is it the category of an agent, a super agent, or a proprietor? Whose responsibility is it to come and register with the IRS, the CRIRS?
All operators must register with the CRIRS. The proprietor, to operate in Cross River State, you must be licensed. Your super agent is also a businessman. You have engaged him to represent you in Cross River. We must know who he is. We must know where his office is. Now, the sub-agents who work under the super agents, we must know them. We must know their locations. For instance, we're in Calabar now. Bet Niger has their head office in Lagos, for instance.
Okay.
And somewhere in Okuja, there's a Bet Niger shop. A staker in Okuja goes to the Bet Niger shop to stake.
Mm.
The liability goes all the way up from the guy who owns that shop in Okuja to his super agent, wherever he is, if he is in Calabar, onto Bet Niger, that is the mother agent in Lagos. So we must know the chain from top to bottom so that where there are issues, we can track them and deal with them succinctly.
So everyone must be registered?
Everyone must necessarily be registered.
Okay. At this point, I think we're making this thing very easy and very understandable so that everyone who is involved in the industry can follow through and know what to do. Now, upon registration, what are the obligations of operators within the industry? What are the obligations within that industry?
Okay, so basically, the obligation of whether you, of the operator, whether you're a promoter or whether you're an agent or a super agent, it's simple and it's one and the same thing. Just like my colleague has spoken already, you need to be registered. Upon registration, you obtain your license. And once you've done that, the other things is for you to now begin to commence your business in a legitimate way. And then there are other tax obligations that is expected of you, which, of course, at the point of registration, we make sure that we spell everything out. And just like while we are here, we continue to sensitize them. So apart from the registration and the license fees, we also have, of course, the license is annually. So we have renewal of license. We have other betting tax. And let's also not forget that this is not just about the online and betting and virtual. It also includes lotteries and it also includes the pools and betting. So as long as you're operating and you're paying your tax, you don't have any other obligation to the state.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Oyoita Ekpeyong Igbo. I'm going to stay with you for the very next question, and that is on the issue of how one can, because you've mentioned that, sorry, Mr. Peter Ekpa had mentioned that this thing is both, you know, structured as you can see it in physical places and also online, so people play in the comfort of their homes. How is the tax man sure that the operators, the players within the gaming industry, are working transparently and honestly? You know, is it to go to someone's office and say, I want to audit your books? But when you're looking at technology and you're looking at gaming, a sector that is in people's phones and in people's homes, how do you ensure that the players are honestly dealing with the tax authority?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question. Of course, the tax authority also has a monitoring, evaluation and enforcement unit. So from time to time, we go out there to ensure that whatever they are doing is in line with what the law requires of them. And then, just like you said also, that of course, they can stay in their houses and play. So the service is also putting technology in place to ensure that we fast track all those in the sector. And then we have all the information that we need to be able to of course, assess their tax liabilities. I think when we come to that, my colleague will shed more light on it, because we're already in the process of launching a gaming solution, which will capture everything. We don't need to go after them. We just sit in our offices and see what they are doing. And then everything is automated. So, of course, the service is up to speed with that.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mr. Peter, but is there something you'd like to add?
No. I mean, it's interesting. He's really hit the nail on the head. Soon, there's going to be a public service announcement. A few weeks ago, we had a sensitization and enlightenment exercise. We invited all the stakeholders. It was both physical and virtual. And we introduced to them the new gaming solution that CRIRS is bringing to bear. Now, the idea behind this solution is that operators will now have to be filing their returns electronically. Mm. Let me break that down.
Okay.
All operators who operate in Cross River State, as a matter of law, will have to connect to our gaming solution so that we view from the back end the activities online. We don't need to now start carrying files.
Mm.
If you say you have 450 agents, we will see. If you say you have 200 agents operating in Oguja, we will see it online. It's not hidden. So that's the dimension. My colleague had said earlier that it's a dynamic space and it is fast and it is growing. Fortunately for us, we have an amiable chairman who is forward thinking and has also taken that step to ensure that we move with the pace of the times. That's why we are launching that gaming solution. In fact, it's supposed to have gone on. It's live as we speak. And in a week or two, there will be a public service announcement to all operators to ensure that they comply, you know, with the requirements of CRIRS to operate in Cross River State. Else we will shut them down.
Really interesting remarks there from you, Mr. Peter Ekpa. I mean, this is exciting as well to hear that something is coming to the spaces, the fiscal spaces as regulated by the CRIRS as concerns gaming operators in Cross River State. This is still the Tax and You Radio Show, and we've been having a very exciting time talking about these issues. There's still a lot more that I'd like to ask you, but I'm afraid we can't exhaust it in one conversation. I'd like to maybe ask that you indulge us again, come on the show, so we can have, you know, the second part of this conversation. Do I have your word, Mr. Peter Ekpa and Mr. Oyoita Ekpeyong Igbo?
Most certainly. There's so much to share.
There's
so much to share. And there's so much we still want the operators to know. We are not after them. We are supposed to be partners. They generate a lot of revenue. It's only fair that Cross River State
also benefits from some
from
of
the
that
revenues
revenue.
That they are generating. Because they are generating these revenues from our people. Mm. Let the people also feel the impact of their operations in the state.
So even if you don't win per se at the pools or in betting, you are a winner through the tax.
Trust me,
Mr. Oyo Ita, we have your word. You'll be here to have the concluding part.
Yes,
thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is still the Tax and You Radio Show, brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service. My name is UK Oga. Coming up next is Dear Taxpayer. Don't touch your dial.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You Radio Show with UK Oga.
I remember when my area been day like World War One. The other day, I dey chill for my house when I come hear some strange noise for the other compound. As the noise come dey increase, na here I press ear for window. I come dey hear say na arm robber dey my neighbor house. Ewo! I sharp carry my phone call Ekelebe, and in no reach 10 minutes, them surround the entire area, catch all the arm robber them. Area come calm and dey cool. Since that time till now, I dey sleep with my two eyes closed, just because say I pay my tax and my tax dey work for me. Government, una well done oh, and no go ever stop to dey pay my tax.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed Dear Taxpayer. It's been an exciting time with you on the radio today. Until we come your way again next time, please remember that it begins with your tax. This program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service. Bye-bye until next time.